With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A caretaker president has been appointed in Iran following a helicopter crash that killed the country's hardline president, the Iranian foreign minister, and several other high-ranking officials.
Iran's president, Ebrahim Raisi, has died in a helicopter crash on return from a visit to a province on the Azerbaijan border. He was 63 years old. Heard here, Raisi was inaugurating a dam in his last few moments before he left in a helicopter which ultimately crashed. Raisi was a hardliner who used to be the head of Iran's judiciary. He was viewed as a protege of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Raisi was sanctioned by the U.S. in part over his involvement in the mass execution of thousands of political prisoners in 1988, at the end of the bloody Iran-Iraq war. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump's New York trial is winding down, with Mr. Trump's former attorney due for more testimony today.
Today, Michael Cohen back on the stand, putting the landmark case on track for jury deliberations that will determine whether it ends in a mistrial, an acquittal, or the first ever felony conviction of a former American president. It's still unclear whether Trump will take the stand in his own defense. Out of the courtroom, he's continually said he's not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
Oklahoma and Kansas, the latest states to experience violent storms, including some confirmed tornadoes. Oklahoma City witnessed at least one twister. Meanwhile, the heat is on in Houston, hot, humid weather, as hundreds of thousands remain without power, and that means no air conditioning following fierce storms last week. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 12 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 32 points. This is SRN News. A Salvation Army official calls out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A measure to repeal a now-defunct Nebraska law that would use public money to fund religious school tuition has been pulled from the November ballot. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Even says that because another law passed this year repealed the tuition statute, the ballot measure is moot. The repealed law would have allowed businesses and individuals to donate part of their state income tax to private school tuition scholarships. This is SRN News. A horrific crash at a railroad crossing in western New York State in a Buffalo suburb.
A community is mourning the deaths of three people in a pickup truck, including a child killed when the vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train. Authorities say a six-year-old boy is among the three people killed in the accident Friday in the small town of North Tonawanda, New York. The other victims were a man and woman in their late 60s. Authorities say the train was on its way from New York City, heading to Niagara Falls when the accident occurred, and that no one on the train was injured. Local media is reporting the pickup truck became trapped between crossing gates when the Amtrak train came through. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If all goes according to plan, the container ship that caused the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge will be refloated today before being moved to a nearby marine terminal. More details, SRNnews.com.